welcome you all out to our city council meeting. Today is Wednesday, July the 17th. And I'd like to welcome you all here. Stella, would you give us our invitation?
Our dear Heavenly Father, so come before you at this council meeting. We wish to thank you, Father, for the blessings we have of living in this small town, for the peace and safety that we have here, and for all the people who are willing to help keep it that way. We're grateful, Father, for the opportunity we have to serve and to help make decisions for our city, and help us that we'll be able to make the right ones that will be good for all of our citizens. We're grateful, Father, for all that was given to us, and especially for this little bit of rain. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Those old chairs are really whooper cushions.
All right, public forum. It doesn't look like there's anyone to speak today, so we'll move on to our minutes. Really do appreciate this book and Carol's time in council.
Oh, thank you.
So very nice.
I just have one comment. When Tyler Donaldson was talking to us about cleaning up the back of the store, down the dollar, I just drove out there and maybe they've cleaned it up. There's not a mess back there.
I drove by a couple weeks ago and the grass was about 3 feet tall.
The grass is tall, but there is grass there.
So I don't know. It's
hidden. I didn't know, but I was supposed to be looking at garbage or what, but yeah, the grass needs to be mowed.
You guys can keep reading, but I'll make a motion to approve the city council minutes from, let's see, June 19th, 2024.
We have a motion by Councilman Warner. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Vidal. We'll start with Childs.
Yes.
Warner.
Yes.
Yes.
McCrane. Yes. Anderson.
Yes.
Hey, I didn't do a roll call.
Well, the roll call will be here on this.
Let's just do the roll call. Yeah.
Donald Childs.
Mike Warner.
John Crane.
Stella Young.
Robert Anderson.
All right, we're all here tonight. Okay, and we just passed the minutes. All right. Let's move on to bills for the period ending July 12th. $419,000.
So, okay, I'm not complaining about this, but I'll have Gary address the fact that there's different amounts when we pay Keddington and Christensen on here.
It's because he's hourly now.
So every time we have him do something hourly, then it's supposed to be different.
And then I allocate it between all the departments.
Okay, that's all. Are you okay with that, Gary?
And we had a couple on here. Yeah.
By the way, when are we finishing up with people in place? Is that going to start again in September, or?
So they are still working.
Okay.
They're preparing based on all the feedback that they got, they're preparing their final visionary plan. Mm-hmm. They're also working on, right now, is Late last week, I received the transportation study for the industrial park, working with the potential traffic that's going to come out of there, and get, letting us know if we can make it all work with Cemetery Road, or if we need to do something else as far as access. So they are still working. They were hoping by the, I think by the end of August, to be able to bring back that final scenario and have a public meeting with that.
Well, people will probably be more interested in doing it come, when school's back in session.
What's this one, the fire station and MBA, Utah State Division of Finance?
Which page?
Say that again.
17.
The Division of Finance is probably low on payments.
Fire station, MBA?
Yep.
MBA or municipal building authority, so it's payments.
So that's a payment that goes to them, or that we pay out?
No, it's our yearly payment that's due on it.
That's due on the building itself. How many more years do we have on that, do we know?
That was a real great loan, that's something like zero or one percent.
Yeah, it's, in fact, it is 0% loan. So, and we've got 7 years, but we're not paying any interest. And then the, how that gets paid in reality is the other communities here in the valley also participate. So we make a payment with the other ones. We bill them for their portion of that $23,000, and so the actual outlay for us is only like $12,000.
Okay, good, good to know.
What's the $9,000 on M1305? On the very bottom, on 18.
Which 18?
It's one of our year-end payments, right?
That's one of the water bond payments.
All right.
Make a motion that we approve the bills.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Kearney, we have a second.
Second.
Second by Councilman Warner. Childs?
Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
Kearney?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you. Bids, awards, recognitions, and appointments, I don't see any today. Do we have any?
No.
Well, it's 2041, will be our last payment on fire station.
2041.
2041. How old?
17.
Right. Public hearings and possible action items, none there. Discussion of possible action items, direct award grant agreement with DFCM for $5.5 million. Do you want to just talk about the points and where we progressed on that?
Okay, we finally received an agreement from DFCM outlining the terms by which they would send us $5.5 million. It will be a straight grant. And it will actually be coming out of the DFCM capital budget. So it's basically, they'll treat our project as one of their capital improvement projects, and they'll send us the money. The discussion we had with them this afternoon was that we would put together a schedule of disbursements based on anticipated work that's going to be completed, and they will send us money based on that disbursement schedule. And so we'll hopefully be able to get that money before we write any checks, so we don't have to worry about the whole reimbursement game that we have to deal with other entities. But so that's one thing that we're happy about. The agreement was drafted by someone in the Attorney General's office who seemed to not know a lot about the project. And so we had some concerns about some of the language that was in there. The language indicated that we would be doubling the water supply to the Central Utah Correctional Facility as a result of this project. That is not going to be the case. We're just trying to get all our, you know, redundancies that we need for our current supplies. It will help us for the near future, but we're going to probably need another water project at some point, and we obviously need to get water rights coming. We can't just drill this well and provide CUCF all the water they're going to need for water expansion. So they've invited us to prepare language changes to the contract and send it back to them. So I just sent that out this evening, Mayor, for review and legal to look at. So there was that concern. One of their stipulations right now is that we cannot use any of the funds for a water right purchase. Mm-hmm. But they also had in there that we cannot use it for any easement purchases. It explains that it's not going to work very well for the overall project, because that means we would end up using federal dollars for the entire project, which makes it, we may be looking at a 30% cost increase if we have to follow all the federal red tape across the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So they said, well, we think easements might be okay. So we've drafted some language in there that we would be able to use the funds for easements upon DFCM approval, rather than saying that it's prohibited. I think one of the other big elements of the discussion today was with regards to the water rates. They are looking at this project as a, in a sense, their buy-in into the project. And if Gunnison has to go out and get some loans or other funding, and there's other stipulations, they don't want to have to help pay for that other obligations. And so right now, the way it's worded is that there will be a rate freeze back to 2017, and then 10 years going forward. Of course, in 2017, there was a dollar less per 1,000 gallons used at that high tier on our rate structure. I think we explained fairly well that that's not going to work. If the intent is that we consider this kind of their buy-in, and we're not going to have them absorb any of our financial obligations for the project, that's one thing. But saying that we can't have any rate hikes for the next 10 years and we're going back to 2017, that doesn't work. So again, we drafted some language. At this point, the language basically says that we will not burden them with any of our financial obligations that are related to the project. And that we can raise the rate on the state, as long as it's kind of a uniform rate across all tiers, across the entire city for operation purposes. So if there's a major inflation element that comes up and we need to do a 2% uniform increase, that would apply to the prison as well. But again, not any financial obligations that we might incur with the project. So I think those are the three main things that we talked about. But at this point, we're drafting language and we're going to send it back to them for review. So tonight, we recommend that this be tabled to the next meeting or until the contract's ready for you to act on.
Okay, thanks for all your good work
on
that. Thanks. Thanks for all your work. So, question today. What percentage of our water does the prison use?
Roughly
50%. Okay, so purchase or lease of real property from Sidlick, the Tarkan, and the well. We need to close the meeting for that discussion.
Yes.
There's no one in the audience, so we just as well close the meeting and do it right now.
That's fine. I make a motion to go into executive session for the discussion of possible purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman.
I'll Green. Second that.
Second by Councilman Anderson. Childs?
Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
Crane?
Yes.
Hill.
Sorry.
Yes.
That's your seat.
Yes.
Anderson? This is just a summer note.
I had a procedure today and I'm still in that kind of sleep mode.
I think the only person that would need to leave is Al.